We're back on the city's northwest side. One Technology Way, as a matter of fact. HERCO is celebrating 50 years in business here in northwest Indiana. The mayor, Joe Hogsett, just greeting everyone here as people are walking around. And I'll tell you what, you never know who you're going to run into at events like this because, Derek, as we talked about, motorsports, one of those that really benefits from HERCO and their partnership in innovation and technology and helping out not only Ed Carpenter, but the guys that are going to join us now.
No, you're right about that. We got two of them here, and John Force and Robert Heights. And, guys, it's great to have both of you here at HERCO for the 50th anniversary. Thanks so much for coming on. Robert, we'll start with you.
Hey, thanks for having us. This is pretty cool. I mean, we learned a lot of stuff about HERCO that we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know it either.
How the name came about. But, you know, 50 years of innovation, I think that kind of says it all. You see in the last 50 years where everything is taken over, you know, in the computer age and, you know, automated CNC stuff. And, you know, John Force Racing won two championships last year, one in Funny Car and one in Top Fuel. And it would not be possible if we didn't build our own parts. And without the partnership with HERCO, we wouldn't be building our own parts. So it's definitely beneficial to us. But to see a company around for 50 years, pretty impressive.
Now, I want to ask John about that because, John Force, we know, you know, Indianapolis has always been, and even for you guys in NHRA, this has been, you know, the epicenter for racing. But for the innovation as well, how did you partner up with HERCO? Here's a company in Indy. How did you find them or how did they find you?
Looking at, if you're going to be competitive, I believe you got to make most of your own parts. And that takes big-time machinery. And that's what we have here with HERCO. It started years back. We've been growing with them. We got into, with the loss of a driver that we had, Eric Medlin, years ago, we got into building chassis. We'd always been building our own engine and parts, but it was time to move up, to stay ahead of the competition. And that's what you do when you manufacture. HERCO stuff, it's the best. They work with us not only... they have training seminars at our shops to teach our drivers and new customers. And it's just a way to spread the word and learn what we're doing. But, hey, I got to jump in here real quick. My daughter, was it you she interviewed with?
Yeah. That was back at the Nationals.
She said you were one of the best interviews, not taking anything away from you. You're better looking, but he was a pretty good interview.
Well, that's nice of her to say.
Yeah, I must have been off that day.
That was right before, I think it was right before she won the championship.
And he's not even better looking.
It was when we were in, I think, Pocono or Watkins Glen.
You were out of IndyCar weekend.
Because I listened to it, actually.
But you know what Robert Height didn't say? We won the championship, but Robert Height won the championship last year driving the Auto Club Chevrolet for HERCO. And my daughter Brittany in Top Fuel, first time ever in 35 years, a woman's won, and the first time ever at John Force Racing. So Robert a lot of times don't stand up and ring his own bell. Well,
you know
I rang my own bell. You toot your own horn.
It's hard for him to raise his hand to when you say who's the champion because he's got the ring on and
Look
it weighs 5 pounds, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we had a great year last year. And, you know, it wouldn't be possible without, like John and I have said, and you can't say enough, you know, building our own stuff. Used to be we would go out and we would buy parts, right? Or we'd go to a cylinder head manufacturer and make some changes. Well, next week, after you've tested with it, and you go back in and you order 5 more sets of heads, well, they're going to know that that made your car run better. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the pits is going to have the same stuff. So the goal is to keep everything in-house and try to make better parts. And
play just, close to the vest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it wouldn't be possible without HERCO. And it just makes so much sense, them being here in Indianapolis, and we can work together. You know, it's a real partnership.
John, I want to ask you, you've got 16, you know, championships on your own. You're upwards, closing in on, I think, 150 wins, right? You've got, obviously, as you talked about, Robert, you've had many drivers underneath you at different levels with your team. Through all the practices, through all the qualifying, through all the finals, have you ever had the perfect run?
I have never been asked that ever in my over 40-year career. The perfect run. Wow, that... Boy, I'm speechless, and I'm never speechless. I'm going to have to think about that. Robert, can you answer that?
Yeah. Well, I think, yes, on any given day you can say you had the perfect run, but it's just like what they're talking about here, 50 years of innovation. You've got to keep innovating and getting better and have another perfect run next week. You know, last year I set both ends of the national record, ET and speed. almost 340 miles an hour. So, you know, you could say both of those were perfect runs, but we're striving right now to run quicker and faster than we did back then. So I guess you could say on that day, if you were quicker and faster than everybody else, you could say that's a perfect run.
Okay, so Robert, here's a question that you probably have been asked a million times, but I'm always curious of it. Just the muscle memory, the instinct at looking at the tree, the light changes, you're going, right? When you're sitting in your car in traffic, how do you deprogram that when that light turns green, you're not automatically off and running?
Oh, we get to have our fun on the racetrack, and you know, we drive our Chevrolets on the street, very sane, and follow the rules. That's what's cool about drag racing. Anybody can take any car out to the drag strip and race it at any time. You know, you're not going to go to a NASCAR track or out here to the Speedway, you know, where they race Indy cars and take your personal car. You can at an NHRA event. So we're big about, getting kids off the street and, you know, onto the drag strip racing, and that's what we follow as well.
I mean, it is such a cool, I'm telling you, for those who have never been to the U.S. Nationals, Labor Day weekend, especially under the lights. Man, I'll tell you what, I mean, when you guys hit it and under the lights and the
fire's senses. Coming out,
it's all the senses, the sounds, the sights,
it's everything.
There's no way, here's the thing, John Force, when people ask me that, how do you describe it, you do kind of become speechless. Because how do you describe to somebody what it's like to feel that and see you guys go?
Well, the thing is, you asked that question of Robert jokingly or me, and Robert answered it. But the real truth is, I've known drivers on the start line, like, what made you red light? Oh, I saw a flicker. Somewhere out, you're trained. You're just trained to do this job. And you're under that, like Tiger Woods, taking that swing. You got to be in the zone. And when something clicks you, your brain says, whoa, time to leave. I've actually made that mistake on the racetrack because somebody shot a camera. Or a good-looking blonde up in the third row. That'll do it, too. But I also know
that's a trained eye also,
yeah,
right?
I know that I've been at a signal light and pulled up, and if my mind's not into what I'm doing, I'm listening to music, and that amber flashes, I've actually stepped on the gas and hit the brake. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You've got to really focus on what you're doing, no matter if you're on the track or off the track. And I have made those mistakes, and that is called programming, but that's a good thing sometimes.
John Force and Robert Heider here with us at Herco. We're celebrating their 50th anniversary. Hey, John, I think you look great. You sound great. That was a really scary accident that you had not too long ago in Arizona. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny when you ask about what was the perfect race or win or run. You know, you want to say I won Indy years ago, but I won the big shootout the day before. You know, back then it was a big butt shootout when I won them both. Only a few drivers have done that. And that is what you call a perfect day of winning. 2 days, qualifying and then that. But I also look at a perfect day like the doctors laughed at me. What kind of day did you have? And I'm sitting there in the hospital, you know, being run through a machine to see if I hurt my head. And I said, I had a great day. Because anytime you can walk away from a crash, and this very technology here at Herco builds the stuff in our race shops that I drive, and Robert drives, and my daughter Brittany, and my daughter Courtney. We live by this, these machines. And it's really funny, when I was a kid coming up driving truck, and I'd go in a machine shop, and I'd look at a machine, I wouldn't even register what it meant. The capabilities that it has and the new technology that they have. I'm not smart enough, even though they call them user-friendly, you know what I'm saying, to operate these machines. If you're not trained by a professional, and they do everything at Herco, they'll train you how to run them, how to operate them, how to repair them.
And it's designed to keep you safer, right?
I mean, when something goes on. At the end of the day, they keep my baby girl safe, and because your kids are out there, and boy, you don't know. Things can just go wrong. You want to have the best equipment on your car built by the best machinery, I believe, in the world.
You always want safety, John. But let me ask you this, John Force. Which is, to John Force, more frightening? When you realize that car's gotten away from you like we saw and you have an incident like you did recently, or after the fact that they're okay, but watching the video of one of your daughters being involved.
We're no heroes in this business. Robert will tell you that. The men and women in the police and fire departments that sacrifice every day, the men and women in the military and the armed services that fight to keep this country great and free, they're the real heroes. We're in the entertainment business, but we do hang it out every now and then. And, you know, Robert can tell you, what was the question?
Which is more terrifying, knowing that the car has gotten away from you when you're in it, or watching the video of your daughters having an accident?
I'm more terrified watching my granddaughter, Autumn, driving her junior dragster out at Irwindale in California a week ago. It's just like, you look in the helmet and the little eyes, they're just the same eyes when they get on their bicycle. It never changes whether you're going 330 miles an hour. And so at the end, yes, your children, because, I mean, God put us here for a reason, to raise our children, and that's what we do. Right, Robert?
Robert, when you're around John, do you ever sneak decaf into his coffee cup?
No. John doesn't need caffeine or Monster Energy, any of that stuff to get him up. He's what you see on TV is what you get 24/7. Earlier you asked a question, how do you describe to fans that have never been to a race what it's like to go to Indy or any of our big races? And you got to go, okay? If you've never been to an NHRA event, you've got to get out, because TV doesn't do it justice. Every sense is tested to the max. You see it, can't believe what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. You feel the ground shake. It's ungodly deafening, okay? It's loud, and you can smell the nitro. It's unbelievable. But what makes NHRA drag racing different than most of the other motorsports is the fan access, okay? Everybody
for sure.
That buys 100%. A ticket gets to come in the pits. My team gets to tear these things apart and put it back together in, 50 minutes or less. And the fans get to watch all that. And, if you go to a NASCAR race, you're probably not going to get Jimmy Johnson's autograph. But you come to an NHRA event, you're going to get John Force's autograph.
I remember several years ago, John, I've mentioned this before, coming out on a hot day when you guys were testing for the U.S. Nationals, and you insisted before we did the interview you thought my photographer and I were dehydrated. And you went, and I think you yourself went and got like two things of water, and you're throwing down drinks for it, making sure that I'm not going to interview unless you're hydrated. And you were all about it. And I mean, I was terrified.
I take care of those that take care of me, yeah. And I want a good interview, and I sure don't want you thirsty. I want you happy.
I like that.
But you know, it's the world that we live in, we're really lucky to do what we love to do, living here in America, the greatest country in the world, I believe. I believe we all believe that. And to hook up with a team 50 years, we're trying to bring business back to America. We're trying to grow our businesses. And when you see a company like Herco, 50 years, 1968, I think that's when they started. Yep. That's when I was just coming out of high school. That's when I just learned about girls in my senior year. And just to be a part of this company and see the people, a lot of people here. Robert and I have been here before, and Brittany and Courtney. But you keep seeing new faces. And to see a company take the time to have a party to celebrate something special. I didn't even know the Herco name, H-U-R-C-O.
The two founders.
Two founders. I didn't know that. Yeah. Where do you find that? I got to read more books. But that's a pretty cool deal.
You guys just get it, too. Like we saw you at Advance Auto's Parts, and I know that that's a partnership that you guys really love, and Peak Antifreeze. And you guys, when it comes to the fans and the sponsors and just bringing it all together, it really is a family for you guys. And I don't think you get that feel. I'm not trying to be anti-Formula One or NASCAR, but I don't think you get that feel in other forms of motorsports like you do with NHRA.
Well, we love what we do. I'm here with the mayor of Indy, right? The gentleman there gave a great speech.
Yep,
Joe, and the president of Herco, given the history on it. I've met him a number of times, haven't we, over the years? But I really didn't know. I meet so many people.
Sure.
But when I introduced him as president, I thanked him for the opportunity that we can work with him, and it just really is a great company. And great product. So,
John, before we let you go, and again, by the way, the two gentlemen that started Herco back in 1968, 50 years ago, again, it's a combination of their two names, Edward Hurston and Gerald Rock, R-O-C-H. They combined that together for Herco. John Force, I thought about this on the way here when I knew you were going to come on. you're just a motivating guy. I mean, hearing you speak makes, you know, you hear you speak and you hear your passion, and I know how much you love to win and compete. But I mean this sincerely. For people that are listening right now, no matter what walk of life they're in, if they're maybe they're just having a bad day at work, or they're wondering about their career or life or their family or whatever it may be, what do you do that makes you the best? What would you say to people that are striving to find that extra oomph to be the best that they can be?
Don't do anything that you don't love to do. Don't do it for a paycheck. Don't do it for fame. You know, you may never get there. But we have to have a job to feed our children. And I'm in a job. When I was driving a truck right out of high school, raising a family, I would be in a truck stop telling a story to get a free cup of coffee or a free hot dog. And I just really love what I do. So the stories grew and grew. And Robert right now is the lead. He runs John Force Racing. He's a guy that takes a day-to-day, drives the car, does appearances for Auto Club and Chevrolet and Peak and Advance and Monster. But he's also running the business side. He knows all about the machines. He knows all about the people that run them. I do it. I still wake up with a passion, even when I get beat up like I did at Phoenix crashing. But Robert's the next generation with my girls. That's where they're going to take it. And I'm really proud. You want to add to that, Robert?
No. You watch John. You know, you want to be successful. You've got to live it, you know, and just love what you do. You don't look at a clock. You wake up and it's not a job. You love going to work. And we're very fortunate to get to do that. And like the gentleman said earlier today, you know, think about in 50 years how many people have been employed and raised their families working for Herco. And the same with our machine shops and fab shops back in at the shop here in Brownsburg. Those guys love what they do. They get to wake up and build parts for race cars every day, and that's what they love to do. So find something you love.
Eventually, does Graham Rahal join your team? At some point, will Graham Rahal get in one of the cars?
I don't think so. I don't think he has any interest in NHRA, you know, a funny car. I think he's got his hands full, just like the same with Courtney. I don't think you'll see Courtney in an Indy car.
Right. They're good ambassadors for the other one, though, right?
It's cool, yeah. It's good having Graham at the races with us, but, you know, I doubt he'll get in a car. You never know.
Never say never, right?
John and Robert, thanks so much for being here.
I just want to thank Greg Bolovic. I think I say his last name right. Our president, he spoke up here and he talked about 50 years. And I'm proud to be part of that because this company's only getting started. And where we're going to take it, who knows where the future will go. Robert's going to lead my company. I'm going to stay in it. This is what I do. But to watch the group here at Herco and to watch you two young fellas come on here and do this show, we want to thank you for being a great host and asking the right questions, because after hitting my head, some things I just I can't answer.
Well, I knew you hit your head when you said Derek was a good interviewer. Yeah. At that point, I thought, good Lord.
That's when I knew something was
up. Let's get the medical.
Best of luck to you guys for the rest of the season, and we'll see you when Nats roll around here in September.
It's always a pleasure,
looking
guys.
Looking forward to it. Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
The great Robert Hight and the great John Force joining us here live from Herco. We'll take a break. Back with more next from their 50th anniversary party on the Northwest side. It's Querry and Schultz.